Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready?
You already know.
What's this about, Blow 4 or something? About part 4, huh?
Once again, it's
on. They said we got top double jump.
Hey, King Ad, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
Man, shout out to the whole AFM. Man, I ain't even gonna hold you niggas. It's Friday night. I'm wet off the Patron and the Heinekens and Bud. I got work in the morning. And then I remembered Chubby Jag wanted to come on the show to say something. Let me call Chubby Jag up and see what the fuck's going on right now, man. Let me see what's going on right now. We are calling. You know what I'm saying? But yo, man, we got the RBE event. It's going down tomorrow. It's going down tomorrow. Charlie Clips is battling Math Hoffa. Hold on, I see the guest. We about to get him on right motherfucking now. Yo, we live with Chubby Jag. Yo, Jag, what's good, homie?
What's happening with it all?
Nah, shit, what's good with you, bro? What's up, man?
Man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over here chilling, man. You know, watching the highlights from these playoff games. You know, laughing at all this shit I've been seeing lately, man.
What have you been seeing, man? And I think I know where we're going with this. I think I know. I seen a tweet by Cortez that said,
man,
J.R. Ryder and Cassidy are all trash. I don't know where it came from. I wish I could pull it up right now, but I don't know where it came from. But I seen it.
Man, listen, dog. It's so fucked up that Cortez not better than none of them three names he named. You know what I mean? Like, listen, dog. Now we about to get for real, for real. No more joking with Cortez. Like, in battle rap, you not fucking with me. In music, you not fucking with me. every battle you had against me, you lost, nigga. This is on some Tarver Roy Jones shit, nigga, and I'm Tarver, nigga. You ain't never beat me in nothing. You know what I'm saying? Your whole life, nigga. And when the last time you been on a major card anyway? When the last time somebody been talking about some fucking Cortez? Niggas try to lie and talk about they ain't getting no pay-per-view sales, so they ain't going to do it. Of course you're not getting no pay-per-view sales. Why, nigga? Who in the fuck asking for fucking Cortez? Then niggas always, these battle rap niggas, these niggas keep talking about I got millions and millions of views. Oh, who page, nigga? URL? Because none of you niggas own that. So are y'all monetizing off of that? Because I need to talk to Smack then. If everybody making money off Smack, let me go hit URL right now. Shit. Let me put a video up and monetize off Smack. You niggas not monetizing off a URL page, man. Stop being stupid. Won't you niggas talk real facts? Nobody want to talk this real facts, man. Talk this real shit. So all you niggas keep talking, I got millions and millions of views. How much money you got off of that? Zero, nigga. You know why? Because Smack own URL page. Smack and Beasley getting paid off of that, nigga. Nigga, stop talking about these millions of views. I don't want to hear nothing about no views no more. Nigga, stop talking about views. All them niggas need to stop talking about views. And then don't bring up streams. None of them niggas is streaming.
Nah, Cortez said he got a lot of streams on, what was his last song? Let me pull it up. Hold on.
On what, man? Show his monthlies, man. Look at his Spotify right now. You got internet? Look at Cortez Spotify.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. Let me ask you a question,
yeah.
Jack.
Yeah.
You and Cortez. Mm-hmm. All right. When did this start? Like, how do you know Cortez? Break down your history for us.
Listen, man. I used to hang in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? In the real streets of Brooklyn. You know these niggas always talking they shit. I'm for real, though. I live this shit. I was on Myrtle Ave where shit go down. Fort Greene. Niggas better ask about me. You know what I mean? Only West Coast nigga. I ain't had no West Coast homies with me ever. I was out there by myself on some G shit with my Brooklyn homies. You know what I'm saying? Nigga on the block. I'm in a barbershop. Everybody know I spit. And the homie Self, he was like, man, I got a homie named Cortez. He been killing niggas. I'm like, bring him, nigga. So when Cortez get there, I realize that's the nigga I ripped that Fight Club. So we get to,
so what,
you know what I'm saying?
So you first met him at Fight Club.
I first met him at Fight Club. You know what I'm saying? And then I seen him lie on Twitter talking about he had to battle a whole list of people and I only had to battle one. Then how did I get to the end? I only had to battle him. So that means you had to battle all these people to get to me. What is that telling you, Cap? That Jag was what? The champ, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He spoke it for himself, right?
Yeah.
He digging himself in the hole, bro. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you had to battle a million people, and then Jag only had to battle you? Why is that?
But you know what, though, Jag, what he was saying, though, was that the whole night he was battling, so by the time he got to you.
Listen, dog, it's nobody that was on that list.
How did
that
turn out, Jag? How was that battle?
I ripped him. Every round, I ripped him. What you mean?
It was three rounds?
That's why he putting up excuses. Yeah, it was three rounds. He saying it was five. It was three rounds, man. We was on Fight Club. Nigga, stop lying. You know what I'm saying? He lost all three rounds, and that's why he making excuses now. Oh, I had to battle all these people before Zag. Nigga, no, you didn't, nigga. And nigga, I battled a nigga named A-Man. It was a couple niggas I had to battle. Nigga, Cortez is lying. I battled Johnny Cash, the nigga who won on 106 in Park. That's my brother. He go by Ghost now. You know what I'm saying? I battled nigga a million niggas that night, just like Cortez. Cortez, stop fucking lying, you weak ass. Ass, nigga, I tore your ass up on camera just like I tore everybody else up that night, nigga. Only West Coast nigga that came out there on Fight Club and did that, nigga, before all these niggas from the West started battling. All them niggas, nigga. Fuck is these niggas talking about? Wasn't no Danny Myers, wasn't no motherfucking Rum Nitty, wasn't none of these niggas around, nigga, when I went to Fight Club. I was the only nigga, flew on my own pocket way back then. Them niggas ain't had no bread to fly back in 06, nigga. Fuck is these niggas talking about? Niggas talking to
geez.
A real king, nigga. Yeah, all them niggas. Yeah, Cortez, you came from Brooklyn, nigga. All you had to do is come over the bridge, nigga. I flew from L.A., South Central, to touch you niggas up, nigga. And that's exactly what I did. Fuck is these niggas talking about? Ask International P, nigga. I don't lie about none of this shit. Cortez got body. You feel me?
Word!
You want to take... Yeah, he got
come
body.
Come on, he ain't get body, Jack. Come on,
no,
body?
No, he got body, bro. Listen, he got body, bro. Ask it's on camera somewhere, dog. Why would I lie to you, bro? Why would I lie to you? Just like I told niggas I was battling, back in the days and beating niggas. And then niggas found that Young B battle. You know what I'm saying? Now niggas hit me about that Young B battle. I don't lie, dog.
It's just that, nigga, this shit was way back in the days where niggas was losing footage. It wasn't on YouTube. It wasn't niggas saving shit on they fucking flash drive and all that. We don't know. It wasn't none of that. So niggas was getting ripped and nobody was saying nothing. Why? Because I was the best nigga out there. Niggas didn't want to get embarrassed and put that shit out there like that. But it's out here now. You know what I'm saying? All you niggas got to do is reach out to International P. Hey, you know a Jag from South Central that came on Fight Club and see what the fuck he's saying.
Cass
was with me. I told Cass when I first met Cass, and then like a year and a half later, we ran into International P. Ask Cass, nigga. International P vouched for everything I fucking said. I ran through niggas. False.
Damn. All right. Okay. Okay. So all right. So you said you body Cortez. You body Cortez at the Fight Club. So then what happened?
Man, listen, I ran into him on the block, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, he came to the block with his homies that night on the block, and then I ripped his ass that night.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? And then
after the Fight Club?
After Fight Club. And then years later, Cortez...
Wait a minute. Hold up. You battled him on Fight Club. Hold on. Oh, matter of fact, the co-host is on. I'm unplugged Dot in.
Yep.
Yo, Dot. Yo, we live with Chubby Jag, you heard? Yo, what's good, Dot?
What's good?
Not sure if we got Jag on. He breaking down his history with Cortez. So Jag said he bodied Cortez in Fight Club, and then later on that night, like explain this shit, Jag. How the hell did y'all think this battle again?
Listen, man, the homie at the barbershop kept saying he got a nigga who killing niggas. I said, bring him up here. He hit the nigga up, and he came up there. I realized I was a nigga I ripped at Fight Club. I didn't even know that nigga name. That's how unimportant he was at Fight Club, bro. I'm telling you, dog, I ain't lying to you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And if he won that Fight Club, then why the fuck was I the last nigga battling? Why was me and Johnny Cash the championship round then? You know what I'm saying? Why wasn't Cortez on the championship round? Nigga, because you got whipped by me, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? Clear fade. Like, it was clear. It was a flawless victory, bro. I didn't even have to go my last round on Cortez if I didn't want to, but I did. Ripped him.
God damn. All right, so you battled him at the barbershop. What happened?
Barbershop outside, I ripped that nigga again. You know what I'm saying? And then it was rumored, you know, years later after that, she putting rumors out that he beat me, you know what I'm saying, in a battle on the block before. And so we handled the phone battle on Angry Fan, and he lost that. It's like, nigga, okay, so listen, dog. People saying I never beat niggas in the ring. I beat them on Fight Club. Then when people challenge that, I don't believe you could beat Cortez. I beat him on the fucking phone, and I ain't even no battle rapper, dog. Like, come on, man. How did you lose? Like, how was it even close? How was me and Cortez even a close battle if I'm no good, right? If I'm washed up, I'm out there, I'm out of date with all this shit, out of date with my bars, everything. I'm just old, like, nigga can't do it no more. Like, how was it even close on the phone?
Yeah. Okay.
You know why? Because when you take all the gimmicks away, like I've been saying, you take all the gimmicks away and all that fucking dancing on stage and all the props and all that, and you have niggas rap for real, guess what, Cap? Can't none of them niggas rap good when they don't know who they battling and they can't be on stage. You can't see them. All them niggas. I beat all them niggas on the phone battle, nigga, because ain't none of them niggas rap for real.
But you know what, though?
You know what I'm saying?
Jack, let me ask you this. All right, battle rap now. We had Averb on. He came on yesterday, right? And he was saying a lot of real ass shit. That battle rap has progressed. Now it's about the dancing on stage. Now it's about everything you're saying that you take away. It's there now. It's not turning around. There's no bringing it back to the old era where you just about bars. Do you think y'all can hang with this style now?
Listen,
that's what
when you saw me, when you saw me battling Young B, did I look like a stiff, frail nigga that's not going to move on stage? Just off of that battle, did I look like one of those rappers that's not going to move on stage, not going to get niggas into what I'm saying, not going to be in a nigga grill and be aggressive? Do I look like one of those dudes off of that battle you seen? Do I look like one of those niggas who's just going to stand there and be stiff and not have no type of movement on stage and know how to handle my shit? Did I look like that back then?
Nah, to me, nah. What about you, Dot? You seen the battle?
Exactly.
Nah. He didn't look like that. He looked like he could. I feel like he'd be, you know, he'll have that kind of bully feel if he was battling
exactly,
now.
Exactly, man. Listen,
but
exactly, dog.
The better question
changed,
is,
man. Listen,
do you feel like angles and stuff like that? Because I see Cass say, like, he's not really with like the angles
in. Like, that's not something Conor really going to add to his arsenal. So do you feel like if you get to battle, you know, like you don't want to take angles?
I would, but I just do it in my own way. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you do your shit the right way, you ain't got to do shit like everybody else. This is a game like where niggas is telling artists, and this is the fucked up thing that y'all telling these niggas, that it's okay to be the same. That it's okay to do everything that everybody else is doing. How can these niggas progress? That's why these niggas' music where it's at, bro. Because niggas, the fans and everybody holding these niggas back. Everybody telling these niggas this shit is okay, dog. It's like you got a point guard and he keep going to the right. He never go to the left. But it's because he good with the right, you never tell him to go to the left until he get into in front of a real defensive player that stop him from going to the right. Now, guess what? Y'all motherfucking player can't go to the left, dog. You feel what I'm saying? All y'all players is going to the fucking right. Everybody doing the same thing. The schemes is the same, dog. Maybe different wording, but they all doing the same thing. Same cadence, everything. They all copy each other, slow it down. You know what I'm saying? Should I rewind? They all doing that.
They all copy each other, intros and all that.
But on the flip side to that, what you just said, if you look at
who's original,
now,
like, listen, if I was a CEO, if y'all was a CEO, like, who has the originality to, like, where you say this nigga so-called an original, I would want to sign him, this battle rapper. You can't say it. They all the same. It's like
they all different to me.
Nah, listen, they all do the same thing, bro. When it comes to this scheming and angles, all of them feel that they have to do that in order to win. That's what they feel they have to do in order to win.
If you look at the league right now, right, everybody's shooting threes. If you can't shoot threes, you're probably not going to win. It's not because you got to follow everybody else. It's just how the game changes.
That's how everybody felt. When the Cavs was down 3-1 to Golden State, bro, you sound like a Golden State fan, you know?
Nah, hell no. I hate Golden State. And them niggas lost.
But this is what I'm saying. That's how people felt. If you can't shoot threes with them, you're not going to be able to win. And them niggas lost. You did what I'm saying? Right? That one time, that one in a million time, because it was a one in a million that they was going to beat the fucking Warriors down 3-1.
Yeah.
But that one in a million time actually happened. So what happens when that one in a million time a nigga like me come and don't do what they do and I win? What is that going to say about battle rap?
If you win.
I mean, I see what you're saying, though, because I feel like you don't always need angles to win. But I feel like you do have to be direct, though. Like, who in a battle, because if you battle a shotgun, I'm assuming that you're going to be direct. You're not going to be saying stuff to him that you can say to anybody else. So
yeah,
I don't really think you got to
have
angles, but you got to have something tailored towards him. Otherwise, it's going to be like, he's just laughing.
But you know what, though?
Man,
you know what,
this is the thing with me and Suge, too. Like, it's like, I think Suge is afraid of the embarrassment. It's the one time, like, he would get embarrassed. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to say shit that nobody done said to him, and it's realistic shit, a shit that I need to know as a man. You know? You fat and you sloppy looking like that, and you in your 30s, you know what I'm saying? And you saying you got bitches. It's like, what bitches really wanted to fuck with you, Suge? Are them bitches retarded? Are they slow? You got a kid, nigga? Did you date rape the bitch? You know what I'm saying? Did she really want to fuck you? Like, where is her mind at? You know, like, that's what you got to think about, bro. Where is a woman's mind at to want to fuck with a shotgun, Suge?
I definitely want to see you in a shotgun because I want to see how shotgun is with everybody else. Well, most people anyway. I just want to see how he would be on stage with you. Is he going to still be the same bully? Is he just going to fall back and give you space? That's what I want to see.
Listen. He might do that same little shit, but nigga, I'm gonna do it right back, and I'm gonna do it more aggressive. I'll be in a nigga face the whole fucking night,
and I'm going to talk that real gangster shit. And then I'm going to pull his card. And then I'm going to bring real Grape Street niggas from Watts on stage with me on the same side as me with the Bloods. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't want that. That's what I'm saying. Did you see the tweet Daylight put up, nigga? Jag better than 97% of these battle rap niggas. Why would a nigga Daylight say something like that? I ain't call that man and tell him to say that. I ain't text that man and tell him to say that. I woke up to that. Why y'all think Daylight talking like that, nigga? The fuck wrong with
these
niggas?
These niggas, Daylight is around me now.
Daylight is around me now. I call Daylight right and spaz out, still on the phone. I still call Daylight now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Daylight will get a call once a month of me spazzing out. Not on a beat, nigga. Battle rap style. Why y'all think he talking like that? Nigga, I got shit right now for these niggas. I didn't call Daylight with rounds for Cortez, rounds for Suge, rounds for Hitman. I didn't call Daylight with rounds for a lot of niggas. Ask them how that shit sound, nigga. Talking flawless.
You know what?
Talking
Like
shit that are in niggas.
Would you battle Cortez again?
No, nigga. Now, I'm not battling a nigga I keep beating up, dog. Now I'm just a real bully. You know what I mean? Give me a nigga who y'all saying is going to be a challenge. We know Cortez ain't no challenge. How many times I got to beat a nigga to show he ain't no fucking challenge?
You know why?
I don't want a nigga
that, I feel like it's wild because you beat him in fight. All right, you saying you beat him in Fight Club, right? No one's seen the footage of that shit, so it's under the rug.
I'm not just saying that. Nigga, what do you mean? I went to the championship round. This is not a fucking rumor, nigga. This ain't no goods and cash shit. I beat him.
Okay, okay. You beat Cortez. Okay. I'm glad you cleared that up. You beat Cortez. All right, boom. You had the phone battle. It's like we still ain't see the battle on some URL type shit. So mad niggas is probably not even going to be thinking on some shit like, yo, like
listen,
I don't know, man. I kind of want to see, yo, this is ill right here.
Still, he lost. He lost to on a phone battle. Why should I give him the privilege to battle me when he had a chance to fucking clear everything up on the phone battle? When he had a chance to clearly whip me and never talk about Jag again. But he lost.
I want to see that. I ain't going to front. Like, I ain't going to want to see because I feel like if you already lost twice, well, basically three times, but you basically lost three times, but two times the niggas really know about. That third battle, he going to be more motivated to beat you than you going to be motivated to beat him. Because you done already beat him three times.
Exactly. It's like, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. It's like, come on, not this, man. Y'all ain't bringing him out. Give me a try, man.
Remember that happened with Rex? Remember that happened with Rex? Rex beat him. Rex beat him in a tournament. Got him out of there. Then Rex battled him again when it was in the kitchen or some shit on the show. Beat him again.
Yo, me and Rex had a cold sparring session back in the days, too.
You and Rex?
Nigga.
Oh, yeah, I remember you was telling us about that last time.
I got that shit on videotape somewhere, my nigga. Hold on. I remember I was supposed to make a call. My phone died, man. I want you niggas to hold on for a second. Let me see something, dog. Hold on, man. Let me make a call for you niggas, man, because I know niggas be thinking niggas be lying and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And this man I'm calling don't know nothing about this interview, don't know nothing about nothing, but he going to remember this. Hold on.
Okay. Wow. Let's see where this goes.
Rex is definitely from that island.
Jag don't be sound like he lying when he be talking, bro.
Yeah, I believe him. I know Rex is from that island. When niggas just spit, you spit your shit. I spit mine, you spit yours, I spit mine. And, like, Rex is definitely from that era. So, I definitely believe.
Yo, Dot, we had a serious space in battle rap. You on, Jack?
Hold on. Let me call one more time, man. Y'all got to hear this, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of secret shit going on these niggas don't want to talk about, man. You know what I mean? Niggas getting grilled out here, dog, behind the scenes, and niggas don't want to talk about it. You put me in a ring with any one of these niggas ain't ready. I'm a real fucking gorilla, nigga.
God damn, bro. This shit is crazy. I seen the tweet Cortez put out, and I'm just like, yo, what the fuck going on? Like, he said Jag, Cassidy, and Jeremiah is fucking trash. And it's just like, it's just garbage. I'm just like, And I instantly hit the nigga up, like, wait a minute, but, like, Jack already beat you. Like, what are you talking about? Like, yo, this shit is crazy, bro. Like, when you lose to a nigga twice, you can't talk shit, bro.
Hold on, my nigga. Not just him either. I ran up on Mook back in the days, too, man. Hold on, my nigga.
On Mook?
What's up?
I think he's calling the other nigga now. I don't even know who he even calling. I'm trying to see where we even going with this.
Well, I think he's probably calling Vince to tell a story about when he had to cipher the back and forth with Rex. I remember he told us that he seen Mook somewhere.
Yeah, he did say
that. He tried to run up on him in the battle. Yeah, he said he tried to run up on him in the battle. Yeah, I guess Mook ain't win the battle. Something like that.
Yo, Angry Fan.
Yeah, yo.
Yo, Cook. I got this.
Yeah.
I'm doing a phone interview right now with this rap blog, you know what I'm saying, called Angry Fan. Now, listen, dog. You from Brooklyn, correct?
100%.
I want true answers when I ask you these questions, all right?
Somebody want to ask me a question? Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so look. When Cortez came to the barbershop years ago on the corner, and we battled, or we went back and forth, he got grilled. Am I lying?
Nah, you tore his ass up.
Word?
Back in the days, Murder Mook, he was in Harlem. I flew out from L.A., and me and you drove to where, and what happened?
Tore his ass up. Y'all got busy on the court. I got, matter of fact, if they don't believe you, I got the video footage. You Murder Mook.
Whoa.
I got you Cortez. I got you and the nigga that died, the Maserati Rick. What's his name?
Maserati Fox.
Yeah, I got all that shit.
Maserati Fox. You got it?
Yeah, Antico Del Vec, Biggie best friend.
Oh, you that was disrespectful. That was disrespectful.
Yo, listen, Cook. One more question. In Vegas. In L.A., T-Rex flew out to L.A., and I grilled him, correct?
Hell yeah. All of them.
What the?
You grilled them niggas when we was in the crib, too.
Yeah. In Vegas.
You grilled all of them niggas.
Hold up. Wait a minute. There is footage of you battling these niggas?
I got the footage. I've been with them since day one. I've been with him longer than anybody.
Alright, hold on. I'm flabbergasted right now. Your name is Cook right now? Your name is Cook?
Gangsta Cook. They know who I am.
That's what it is, man. Hey, man, I go by Caps Angry Fan. What's going on, my nigga? So what this footage you got here, we gotta see this footage.
Yeah,
man, you gotta work something out. We gotta talk. We gotta do something. Jag, talk to me, man.
Man,
I got plenty
of shit.
You got plenty of footage of Jack battling?
Yeah,
of course.
Ripping niggas.
Of course, I got shit.
That's what it was. Cap, that's what I'm saying. That's what it was back in the day, bro. You already know. It wasn't no, nigga, you have 3 months to battle. Nigga, we was running up on niggas, bro. Any studio, nigga, don't matter. From DJ cell phone down.
We was running up on the corner on niggas.
We ran up on DJ Self at the sandwich shop, nigga, at 3 a.m. at the sandwich shop, and I spit bars. Wherever you was at, nigga, if you was popping, I spit bars.
Yo,
see what it is with me? What it is with me, and you can quote this. I'm that nigga in New York. So at the end of the day, he with me, he's that nigga. So whatever he wants to do, he can do whatever he wants to do. So when he roll around, niggas spit bars, they get their head took off. Actually, I got songs that they ain't even his style no more, where he was just a straight animal killer 15 years ago. He was spitting hard just like he's spitting now, but that ain't his style no more. I got music and everything on him. Footage, everything.
Yeah. Yo, we gotta get this footage gotta come out, man. We gotta work something out, man. We gotta see this footage.
Talk about it, man.
Yeah, we gotta talk about this. What you mean?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it.
I got shit that nobody got.
What you got? What you got? What you got, bro? What you got, bro?
Hear what I'm telling you. Hear what I'm telling you. I was with him longer than everybody. You understand? So what I'm telling you is I got work from back then to now.
And back then when
put
he was really destroying niggas.
Everything. Yeah. Did you hear what he just said? Maserati Fox is dead. I'm holding on footage of him. I got footage of him and Jag.
Bruh. Oh,
yeah,
we
nigga.
Got to work something out here, man. We need this. This got to come out.
Yeah, these niggas,
we need this.
That's, I've been saying this shit, man, Cap. You know what I'm saying? These niggas be trying to hide it, dog. You feel me? I just don't be wanting to drop niggas' names, dog. I be quiet.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. I'll drop everybody's name because I don't give a fuck. You tell you. I'll drop everybody's name. They ain't going to say no.
Fact.
Oh, shit. So this
all you could do, you could drop them and say you got it from an inside source. Name is Cook. Anybody going to deny that, they can see me. They know who I am. They know I don't lie. I'm the OG. I say what it is.
Cortez know exactly who Cook is. Mook know exactly who Cook is, nigga.
Everybody know me.
Nigga, I got you.
Yeah.
Yo, we got to get this footage, man. Hey, appreciate it, Cook. Appreciate it, man.
Look, tomorrow, Cook, I'm going to hit you tomorrow, man. Get that footage from you, big bro.
Yeah, I got footage. Man, my computer heavy like a brick, baby. That shit got some shit in it.
Let's go, dog.
Yeah.
We're going to sell these niggas.
Let me know, man. I got shit for you.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
I'm going to finish this interview up.
All right.
All right, I got you.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, Dot.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I ain't know he battled Mook. I know he said, I thought he said he ran up on Mook before Mook and won a battle. I ain't know they actually battled, though.
That was the first time I ever met that. The first time I ever wanted to battle Mook, Escalade, rest in peace. He took me over there. That's what I'm saying. Niggas been knew that Jag had bars. Niggas was vouching for me way back then. That nigga Escalade took me over there like, yeah, I'll take you over there to battle them niggas. And we was in the club. And I went to them niggas, you know what I'm saying? I told their manager I want to battle him and Rex at the same time. And they said, no. You feel me? And then months later, shit, we ended up being cool. Like, I kept their manager connect, and then we ended up being cool. I met them niggas in Vegas, All-Star Break. You see how long ago I'm talking, man? I'm talking like 07, dog. You feel me?
Yeah, that was like
All-Star.
Yeah,
All-Star Break, you know what I mean? And Mook had a little hotel. I came with the camera, and you know how niggas used to do back in the day. Niggas just get busy automatically.
Wow, so you got wild footage of raw, uncut, pure battle rap.
Right.
We got to talk, Jack. We got to get this footage out, bro. Stop playing, man. Come on, man. Why is this in the tuck like this? Why?
Because, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, dog. That's what I'm saying. I don't need battle rap. Like, I wasn't, you know? When you know you this good, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, I could just kick back. I'm just chilling, my nigga. It ain't like, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of them niggas who just talking. I'm not just talking. I know what the fuck I done did. And I ain't outdated, nigga. You know what I mean? I know what I could do right the fuck now. You know, it's just that these niggas, of course, these new fans, you know, they ain't seen me on the stage, so they assuming this and that, and they not knowing the history. They not knowing why. Like, think about it. Have y'all ever thought to think, why do all these battle niggas fuck with me? Like, if I'm so trash, right, and I'm Cass homie and Cass trash and our whole squad is just so trash, how come all these battle rappers know about me? Like, think about it. Why do they know about me? You know what I'm saying? This nigga Cortez, you know what he said on Twitter? He said, you fell off since Dalton Ave.
That was my first
album.
That's what he said,
yeah.
How did you even know I had a Dalton Ave? How did you know Dalton Ave was good? First off, if we're going to talk facts, let's talk facts again. Dalton Ave came out, I only had 15,000 followers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 89,000 followers right now. Dalton Ave dropped. I wasn't on ESPN yet. I didn't drop Kaepernick Effect. Didn't go viral yet. Didn't have a single with Ty Dolla $ign. Didn't have a single with Trey Songz. Wasn't streaming millions of streams. How did I fall off since Dalton Ave? Seemed like the league. I got bigger.
Cortez is, I don't know. Like, Cortez is in a world that I don't, like, I'm trying to figure out what this nigga be talking about. Like, he just named niggas like you, Cassidy, and J.R. Lotta is garbage. It's like, yo, Cortez, what are you talking about? Like you
man,
can't.
He on them Spanish drugs, man. You know what I'm saying? He better get off them Spanish drugs, dog. You feel me? He all fat and shit now. And like, nigga, he looking terrible. Y'all seen Cortez, man? He looking bad, man. Like, the nigga got to go on a diet and all that, man. Like, I want to say something to him, man, because, as you know, I still fuck with him. Like, you know, but he's sick. You know what I mean? My nigga getting big, and like, man, he need to slow down before he have a heart attack on some real nigga shit. Suge, too. I seen Suge body that night at the battle. I'm like, man, Suge about, you know what I'm saying, three. Did y'all see when he was battling, like, did y'all see after the first round how hard he was huffing and puffing, like, to catch his breath and all that, drinking the water bottle and wiping his face. He was sweating like a fucking pig. Like, do anybody worry about Suge health? You know what I'm saying? My nigga about to die on the stage. There ain't nobody saying nothing. They just so happy he on stage looking like that. Like, nigga, I'm going to get on Suge head, nigga, we battle. Like, nigga, dog, come on, man. This shit ain't even right what you're doing to yourself.
Damn. Okay.
I mean,
shit.
Niggas don't want to talk these real facts, man. Suge sick. You know what I'm saying? He a burger away from a fucking heart attack. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
Cortez sat down sloppy. You know what I mean? A whole little poppy image he was trying to come with now. He looking like somebody's granddad. Like, niggas is looking bad. You know what I mean? Niggas ain't making no real money like that. They ain't getting paid off pay-per-view sales. They not monetizing off URL page because it belong to URL. Like, what are these? How much money these niggas really making, man? No. Like, when is somebody going to break down their real shit?
They ain't really making money like that. Well, I ain't gonna say he ain't making money, but I just feel like, personally me, I just don't feel like Cortez, first of all, he don't make better music than the niggas that he's saying is garbage. So then, I guess, and if he's talking about battle rap, he already lost to you.
Exactly. So, he definitely don't make
so
better music. Like, come on, Cortez. Like, he got to pay me serious. You know, Cortez, like, ever since I knew Cortez, he the nigga who always talk about what he about to do and never go down. I remember one time he told me he was about to sign a Rockefeller.
Word?
Yeah. Man, that shit ain't never go down.
Say he's going to rock. He's gonna, Cortez says he's going to sign a Rockefeller?
Yeah, this is back in the days. You know what I'm saying?
And Cortez, man, he just, it's funny because I'm from Brooklyn, too. Not just Cortez. I don't know, like... I just thought about him, man. Like, I just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, he different, man. He weird.
Yeah, I don't see what he see.
What's your...
Hold on.
Y'all saying Cortez is trash? He's not trash. We're not doing that. He's not trash.
He's not trash.
He ain't nothing to go home to tell your mama about. You know what I mean? He ain't said nothing. Put like this. Let's be honest.
He's like
what
yo, Cortez is like a burrito. Cortez
years?
Is like a burrito with no spice. Oh, no,
tell me something
I'm
hard
sorry.
Cortez said in the past 2 years. Yeah. In the past 2 years. Look how long it's taking you. How? Look, what has he said hot in the past 2 years, nigga?
Cortez,
he didn't even say nothing in the past year.
Damn, I can't think of a goddamn thing. I don't know. Like, yo, I said, yo,
exactly,
y'all gonna kill
man,
me. Y'all niggas who's listening is about to kill me, but I dead ass don't know right now. I cannot think of shit Cortez said in the past 2 years, bro. And I'm really trying right now. Like, somebody help me out.
I know he smoked.
Oh, man.
I know he smoked Price Mafia, but I don't remember what he said. Like, then, yo, you know what it is? Cortez is one of the basketball players. Like, Cortez is a nigga, like a basketball player who averaged like 16 points a game. Like, he's not trash, but, I mean, compared to the niggas who averaging 29 and 30, like, yeah, like, just, I mean, he going to have some good games, but, like, I don't know, ain't nothing special. That's how I see it.
Yeah,
like,
special,
nothing really stand out.
He like a
so, wait a minute. So, Dot, do you, if Cortez was to battle Jag, who would you have going and winning? You would have Jag over Cortez? Cortez definitely wins seasons. Definitely. Yeah, versus Jag.
But, see, the only reason why I have Cortez winning is because Jag already beat him. So I feel like he's going to be more motivated to win. Like, a nigga already beat you 3 times. Like, what is he going to say to you on the 4th time after he already done beat you 3 times already?
Chap, like, man, come like, on, man. What do you mean? Like, what is Cortez going to say? That Jag is a bum? You can't keep coming with that old Jag under cash story. Like, nigga, we all know that ain't fucking true. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what Cortez going to be saying now? I can really say, Cortez, you a fucking bum. Nigga, stop playing with me, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas is fools, man. Like, come on, dog. We ain't going to keep talking about Cortez trash ass, man. Like, yeah, I'm
saying you know what,
trash.
All right, you know what, Jack?
What?
You know what? All right, boom. But you being there watching Cassie versus Goods, and now that you see what you see Goods' stage presence, you see that it's not just about bars. How do you feel about the current... Nah, but hear me out, though. How do you feel about the state of battle rap, though, now opposed to back then? Watching that, being on stage, watching Cash Battle Goods. You know, Cash
I feel like anybody can get their job
taken.
I feel like none of them niggas' jobs are secure. Anybody can get their job taken. It's about who come with the best movie that night. Not the best.
Is that
boss.
Battle rap?
You know what I mean?
Is that battle rap?
The URL is like the big three. It's not the NBA. I'm in the
Explain.
NBA. Them niggas what? In the big three.
Explain.
Feel me? Explain, nigga. It ain't the real motherfucking league. Them niggas don't get paid as much. None of that. They don't have the best talent anymore. All them niggas the same niggas keep playing with each keep playing against each other. The whole league. You know what I'm saying? Just these 8 teams keep going against each other. You feel me? Niggas ain't playing against the – they not playing against the real niggas. Like, these niggas is – you know what I mean? It's all fun and games now. It's all wrestling now. And these niggas only – they only like what they like. You feel me? They don't want new niggas to come in their league and take over. They don't want industry niggas to come in their league and take over. You know what I'm saying? They only want them to be in it and to be able to do their little fucking dancing because they know everybody, the whole world ain't going to accept that shit.
So is battle rap still the same or is it different now?
It's different
because
now.
This is what
you're
battle rap is.
Viewers. You're getting more viewers, you know. Cash bought more viewers to them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, as of right now, it's still the same. You know, what's the end of result? What battle rapper gonna touch a meal? Like, what's the end of result, my nigga? All these niggas is battling, right? They doing 100 fucking battles, man. Suge battle everybody. What's the end of result for Suge, huh? These niggas gonna touch a meal? Like, what's their dreams? Like, you know what I mean? What's the goal for these niggas? Like, Smack got a retirement plan for these niggas?
See, this is where you gotta have your own plan, like. Got Surf. Surf is trying to get signed to something. Like, he putting music out. He trying to make it. He trying to cross over. You got Hitman and Clips and them. They on wilding out, doing their thing. And then you just got niggas like you said, just battle. Like they not. they just battle. That's all. They don't make songs. They don't. They just battle. That's it. Like you said,
like it ain't no end result. It's so fucked up though. That these niggas is trying to put out music and step in our world, but as soon as the niggas step in their world, we clout chasing.
That's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, y'all standing for battle rap. Y'all keep talking about the battle rap culture. Why are y'all stepping into the hip hop culture though? Why are y'all stepping into this world? You feel me? And it's okay.
Yeah, but battle
rap. You been getting y'all world. As soon as niggas start getting y'all world, oh no, y'all can't step in our world. That's some little bitch shit. That's that girl shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit girls do. You can't come in this club. You feel me? Like, nigga, that's some gay ass shit, dog. But all them niggas putting out mixtapes, trying to get in the industry. How? Why? Like, how is that cool? You feel me? Them niggas share the wealth.
So,
that's why them niggas ain't making it. That's why them niggas ain't making it, dog. They got to have a Nipsey mentality. All them niggas got a stingy ass slave mentality. You feel me? All them niggas will take everybody else down just to get to the top. Niggas be turning on each other and all that. They be in the same squad, turning on each other and all that just for a battle, nigga. These niggas is gay, nigga. Ain't none of them niggas real, dog. I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking real nigga shit. Y'all know I'm talking real. And that's why none of them battle rappers is rich. That's why none of them niggas is rich, nigga. You feel me?
I mean, you know it's crazy that you're saying that, because remember when we had Mook on? Mook was basically saying something like that, like the crabs in the bucket mentality. It's like crabs in a barrel, and instead of niggas trying to get everybody to get out, niggas is pulling each other back down.
Yeah.
They don't want nobody to come in, like Cassidy, right? Cassidy come in. Cassidy bring eyes, more eyes. They don't want niggas to feel like Cassidy's the one who's the reason why they just
elevated battle rap
happened. Yeah, they don't want to feel that way. Like, yo, Cassidy just came and did that. They rather one of them do it. So if somebody's from considered industry, they gonna try to hate on it. Now, I'm gonna say hate. They gonna try to make sure it don't happen.
These are niggas with low self esteem problems. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
These niggas got low self-esteem problems. Another man can't tell another man, you feel me, that he did some shit good. You feel me? Niggas don't want to compliment another nigga or say thank you to another nigga or say they was inspired by another nigga. You feel me? That's the problem right now. That's the problem with the community, period, with the streets. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't want to help uplift another nigga. You feel me? They want to see a nigga down. These niggas would be happy to see Cass down. Instead of it would make
fact.
So many niggas happy to see Cass down than to see him up. So many bitch ass niggas that don't want to say, you know, it's good to see Cassidy come back to rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is so gay. Nigga, these niggas ain't no real fucking men. You feel me? That's all I'm saying, dog. I'm getting that ring, nigga, and talk that real nigga shit. These niggas don't talk no real nigga shit. These niggas ain't real G's, dog. Real G, a real black man, them niggas would be happy that another black man came in there and got a big-ass bag. You feel me? And show me how to get the bag, homie. You feel me? Show me the way. You know what I'm saying? These niggas should be happy industry rappers is coming in there. They should want more industry rappers. It'll make these niggas famous. Think about it. Think about it. Next year, nigga, 10 industry rappers join battle on URL. How big will URL be looking next year?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking, because I would think that you would want more niggas to come in. So you got to make it to where an industry nigga will say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to try this shit out. You don't want to make it to where them niggas be like, nah, I ain't going there. I see what niggas did with Cash.
But you know what? But you know what, though? We done seen Cannabis come and get paid 20 racks to pull a notepad. We done seen niggas like, we done seen Teddy Grizzle have mad bread and just get wiped out because the event was trash.
Of course,
like, niggas don't want industry niggas coming into battle rap leeching. That's what it is.
That's true. We don't want these battle rap niggas coming in the industry leeching, nigga. These niggas' songs ain't good, but want niggas to fuck with them because they're getting views on YouTube. Nigga, what you mean?
Shit.
Fuck these niggas. These niggas leeching, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
These niggas want to get up in the industry, nigga.
Yeah, that's
why,
it. That's
why,
what I'm
nigga,
saying.
Why do we want to fuck with you? Because you popping battle rapping? I don't give a fuck. You think Jimmy Iovine give a fuck that these niggas popping on battle rap, nigga? That nigga can't sell no motherfucking top 100 record. Which one of them niggas gonna be on a Billboard? I had Billboard write me up, nigga, with Trey Songz, with the single I had with Trey Songz. Tell me which one of them niggas had a Billboard write up, nigga, about their single. Which one?
I had a billboard write up and I was indie, nigga. I'm still indie. Fuck is these niggas talking about? These niggas don't got no hit records, nigga. Nobody want to hear that shit. They trying to force their way in the industry. Them niggas leeching.
Ain't nobody begging to get in the battle rap scene.
I ain't even going to front. Like, back in the day, niggas was battle rapping so that they could get signed. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't just like, oh, I'm going to just battle rap to battle rap. It was like, yo, I'm going to battle rap to get noticed so I could get signed. And then eventually it became like, oh, we're getting paid, so I'm just a battle rapper. That's
these
why
niggas
you got
been
battle rap,
brand,
but they
don't
make no song.
These niggas done wore out their brand. Suge done took so many L's before his brand is just being the nigga who pat pockets on stage. Like, that brand is wore out. Like, what, we going to shoot a music video with you patting pockets? That shit ain't that famous, nigga. Sit that shit the fuck down. Like I said, Jimmy Iovine don't want to see a video with you patting pockets, nigga. Like, is that your brand, nigga? Your brand watered down. You a loser on the stage.
Suge definitely got good music, though. I could give him that. He definitely do his thing on the music side.
Man, Suge sounds like the devil rapping. He sounds like a straight demon. I heard that shit, nigga. Voice all deep. Like, I heard one of his songs, nigga. Like last week, nigga, deep ass voice. So I'm like, nigga, what's wrong with this nigga? Sound like The Exorcist. Nobody want to hear that shit. He's scaring bitches away with
nigga. I ain't gonna hold you, Jack. Yo, Suge got some shit. He had a couple of shit that I fuck with. I ain't gonna front, bro.
That mixtape he put out was cool.
I think Suge make good music, bro. On some street shit.
Like ARF,
yeah,
that
shit
is
yeah.
not selling, man. That shit not gonna sell to nobody, bro.
It's not gonna sell.
Nobody want to hear that shit. That's what I'm trying to say, Cap. Yeah, these niggas make music, dog. It's a different thing, what I'm trying to say, Cap. You're not hearing me. These niggas make music. All of them do. Some of them make good music. But they don't make hits.
They'll make hits.
I think Surfer's the closest to that. I think Surfer's the closest to that. Like, Surfer's really, like, right there. He's just a hit away, basically. One hit.
Shit, how long is it gonna take for that?
How
long the industry gonna wait? This is the thing. The industry is just like the battle rap crowd. The industry is just like the battle rap crowd. The industry they'll eat you up and chew you out, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Chew you up and spit you out. It's like, nigga, if you not putting out, you know what I'm saying, enough music, like they giving this nigga a shot, right? They not gonna keep waiting for him to have a hit. You feel me? Or a year from now, what you think? Fans still gonna be saying the same thing about Sue if he don't come up with no hit? Come on, dog. I know music. I've been doing this shit for a long fucking time. I'm smart with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know damn well that if you got a buzz, you know what I'm saying, and then a year from now you ain't came up with no hit. I seen plenty of niggas fall down from this. You don't come up with no hit, it's over for you.
That's why you've seen Cassidy come from battle rapping, battling niggas, street raps, and his hit was a song for the ladies because that's what was selling. You got to be able to make something else because certain times
those
street songs,
these niggas,
them street songs don't always sell. Like,
just look, the battle rappers are trying to clown about that, but you had a song with this nigga, you had a song with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Really on some jealous shit. Because if they were signed to the label, they would have did a song with R. Kelly, too. That's how stupid them niggas
are. Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? All them niggas would have did a song with
Hell
R. Kelly
yeah.
back then, nigga. Them niggas is stupid, nigga. You know what I mean? And that's all. They just mad they didn't make that money. You know what I mean? Because you didn't make that money, nigga. You didn't make none of that money. You still didn't make more money than cash for this battle. And that's the sad thing. Because you say you got more money than a man. You say you make more money. And you didn't make more money than him on the battle. So how you making more money than a nigga and y'all both went for the same job and the nigga got paid more than you? That's what these niggas fail to realize, man. It's like, come on. Niggas don't want to speak facts, Cap. Everybody gassed up on Goods performance and all that. It's like, nigga, Goods, you still was talking that fake money shit. You ain't got no money. You didn't make no money on the battle.
this shit here.
Come on, man. Let's be for real. If Murder Mook, listen, if Murder Mook was talking about he made $20,000 and everybody was hot, right? How much you think Goods made? Let's be for real.
You said make more than 20. You said Mook say he made $20,000.
And everybody was mad about that he made that much.
Yeah, that's what he made. Yeah.
So how much did Goods get paid, Cap? If everybody was mad at Mook for only making $20,000, people was mad at Mook. You know what I'm saying? People was mad that he made that much. Battle rappers. So how much is these niggas making, bro?
Damn.
Since these niggas getting paid, since they getting paid so much, how much is these niggas really making then, huh? Because they sure was upset that Mook got $20,000, meaning that had never even happened before in the history of battle rap.
That never happened.
That none
of them
niggas,
happened when he got it.
Come on, dog.
Not even didn't happen before, but the way everybody went crazy over the 20,000, it was just like 20,000. Like, what the fuck? So, you know, it was niggas wasn't even getting close to half of that shit, probably.
Well, nah, they wasn't even getting that. Hell no.
Come on, man. Thank you, dog. I'm just saying, man, if niggas want to talk facts, so how much money is these niggas making, man? How much money you think? If Mook got 20, right? Hold on. Because I got to go back to Ted's little fucking broke ass. If Mook make 20,000 on that battle, and that had just happened before in the history of battle rap, and Ted is like not even in the top five of battle rappers, how much do you think Ted make a battle? Talk to me, Cap.
Nowhere close to Mook. I know that.
I don't know.
Come on, man.
I know one thing.
That nigga Tez is still in the hundreds. Tez not even in the thousands.
What the
yet,
fuck?
Bro. You feel what I'm saying? Tez probably getting $750 a battle.
Yeah.
half up front and half on the back end.
You think it says $700 a battle? Nah, son. Tez eating more than that, bro.
Nah,
come on. Yeah, eating more than that. Come on.
All right, give him
15. You know what, Jack? I don't even understand the business of battle rap. I really don't even understand this shit.
Tez
like,
ain't making no 5,000. Tez ain't making 5,000 nothing. Tez ain't making 5,000, bro. Come on.
You don't think you're making at least 5?
Hell no.
You should be making at least 5 by now.
You've been in the game for too long,
dog. If he not, that's crazy.
By now, who asking for him? He ain't no top nigga right now. What you mean? If nigga Tez, they give Tez a battle, they gonna be helping him out. What you mean? That nigga Max, he gonna get his fucking $3,500.
You know what's wild though? Niggas don't really be talking about Cortez, bro.
They don't
exactly. So why would they give him a big bag?
Yo, doubt. We ain't talking about Cortez in wild long.
Cause he's not like a ticket seller.
So why would you give him 5,000, right? Why would you give him 5,000 if you know that he ain't popping? He's not getting 5,000, bro.
But here's the problem though. He wins battles. So what was like this is why bad rap is fucked up. Cortez wins battles.
Well, shit.
He beats his opponent.
Which ones? Cause he lost to me.
I'm just saying though.
I mean, come
you
on.
You got niggas who win.
He lose them too. That's what I'm saying. And we know that because we're talking to the nigga who beat him. So this is what I'm saying. He got losses. He got multiple. I gave him multiple.
Alone.
Exactly. So how many L's do he got? And if a nigga who don't even battle rap got the right to say that he beat you in battle rap, and you smack and you hearing this interview and you hearing all the facts on Cortez, would you give Cortez $5,000 to battle his next battle?
I mean, what is niggas making? I don't know. Your five is a lot.
He making $750, dog.
$750,
man. It's only a couple of them niggas making $5,000, dog, and we know that.
Damn.
And 10 is a great night. 10 is a great night for them niggas. 10, that's the top of the top, you know what I mean? The top battle at the night.
Nah, these niggas be talking
think
like they
it.
Be getting money. They
yeah,
be going 10 20,
is money to
20,000. Nah. They be saying 20,000, 30,000. Like,
man,
they be
that's not
like
true,
that.
Dog. If Mook got 20,000, come on, Cap. Think about
nah,
it.
Nah, but look.
Ain't getting no 20,000,
30,000. Nah, but Mook got 20,000 in 2012. So you got to think about that. Now we in 2019. Mook is probably getting way more than that. And then them niggas is just now hitting the 20 mark.
Exactly.
Not all of them, too. Just
the
top niggas. The top niggas.
The niggas
Curse,
the,
you know,
the,
Hitman,
the,
Hollow.
Yeah, the top battle.
Niggas like that, yeah.
Yeah, they probably getting a quick little 20. Yeah, not Cortez. $20.
Nah. Cortez, nah.
Nobody getting Cortez
for like, nah.
20 nothing.
20,000. Nah, yeah,
not
even
start
playing.
Just, man, Cortez wins battles. He just don't sell tickets, man. It just is what it
that's
is, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what it is?
You can't keep
saying he wins battles, nigga, when he loses them, too.
No, but Cortez wins more than he loses, though. Come on now, Jack.
Well, not to
he
me.
He does.
Shit. Listen, we ain't tied with nothing. He done lost every time he battled me. So you can't say he winning more than he losing. No, he lose more than he wins. It's just who he battle.
I mean to the
you
Bad Rap fan
who him against
actually
a nigga
watching
who
Battle Rap, we know that Cortez has been, like, the last couple of years, Cortez been going crazy. He's been winning battles. Yeah,
this is the thing with Cortez.
He was winning battles when we battled on Angry Fan, bro. Don't give me that shit. Niggas was saying I was gonna lose before the battle started, and he lost.
True.
You know what I mean? So that's what, come on, dog. That don't mean shit that he beat a couple niggas. He was beating niggas back
Cortez,
then.
Cortez is a vet. So you feel me? The new rookies that come to the team, he going to beat them in one-on-one when they first get there. That's what he's doing. He's beating niggas. These new niggas that come in, the niggas that's on lower levels than him, he's beating them. Definitely give him that. But is he beating top niggas,
though? He's going to beat them washed-up ass niggas, man. You know what I mean? Listen, dog, no, he's not beating top niggas because he can't beat me. I'm a top nigga, like I've been saying. We know he lost to me. So I got to be up there. I got to be up there in the talks with the top niggas. You know what I mean? All the top niggas is mad. All the top niggas keep coming on my Twitter talking they shit. Sue Surf, Hitman, Holla. Why am I talking with all the top battle niggas? You see what I'm saying? How come I'm not having convos with these trash-ass PG niggas and shit that I ain't never heard of? You know what I mean? How come I ain't having convos with them? How come all my convos is with the top niggas? You dig what I'm saying?
Mm.
Why is my convos with the best of the best niggas? If I'm just some trash nigga, how am I rubbing niggas the wrong way? You know what I'm saying? How am I getting under niggas' skin if I'm just so trash niggas wouldn't even respond to me, right? Nah, but niggas fear. Niggas feel a certain type of way. You know what I mean? That's why niggas is responding, because it's true.
But is niggas going to take the battle, though? That's what I want to know, like, because you can respond on Twitter, of course.
Man, me and Suge talked on the phone, man, you know. Suge sounded a little scared, you know, but he said he'd take the battle, you know, the situation, right?
Oh, yeah,
like,
he did say that,
right.
Say
regardless, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The situation going to be right, my nigga. I'm about to sign my deal. It's going to be right. Why not? And I'm signing to a major nigga, so you feel me? When the shit hit the fan, and I'm able to say, you know what I'm saying, where I'm at, it's going to make sense. Niggas going to want to battle because now they got something to battle for. Now it's like, oh, yeah, why not battle this nigga with a deal with a major nigga? Y'all going to want to impress the nigga I'm signing to. Trust that. You feel me?
Yeah, I can.
So it's gonna
I could
have
Suge, though.
Like,
Suge definitely with all the smoke. Like, Suge battle, from Suge ain't just going to talk. Like, he definitely going to take a battle.
Oh, yeah, well, Suge better be, he better be ready then when them real great streets on stage with a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I'm asking niggas, where was you at? You know what I'm saying? When I was talking to Dre Vicious back in 05. You know what I'm saying?
Geechee Gotti already kind of, like, went down that road, too. Like, yo, I know real Grape Street niggas and all that. For me, it's always going to hit.
On stage with
it's always going to hit. Oh, nah, he ain't bring nothing, nah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to bring some real grapes on stage, nigga. Feel me? You know what I'm saying? I grew up with some real greats.
But all that,
you know what I'm saying?
But all that shit is going to make him not want to battle probably, though.
I thought you wanted all the smoke.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shows your DC what you did, nigga. You was never hanging with these real West Coast niggas. You was never hanging with these watch niggas. You know why? Because I was around these niggas since high school. I never saw you around, homie. I ain't never seen no shoes around. When niggas used to sneak in USC gym and who? Me, Active, and Daylight, and Marquise. You know what I'm saying? That used to be all them niggas that be with Disaster on stage. Them real greats. You feel me? Where was Suge at?
But when
Daylight was still living in Watts, but before Daylight had any bread, he was still living in Watts in the room that had no posters on it, no nothing, just all white room, no nothing, just a mattress and a computer. When Daylight was in the slums, you feel me? And I was a blood pulling up over there. Where was Suge at then? In the real hood. Suge, you ain't from the slums, homie. You ain't from Watts. You ain't from the real grape, nigga. You from Jersey, nigga. You ain't never came to Watts and got put on, nigga. And the homies told me that. Nigga, talking real street shit. Yeah. Nigga, you scared, nigga. Them niggas gave you a full-blown pass, nigga. Ain't none of them niggas put hands on you, nigga. You ain't never got put on no hood, nigga. You ain't got put on grape, nigga. Not in Watts. The homies told me, nigga. Don't lie either, nigga. On some real street shit, homie.
Damn, that's why
I went Geechee when he was battling Geechee. I told niggas, like, when Geechee say certain shit, it's just gonna hit. It's gonna hit hard because of the fact that he's from Jersey and niggas is around.
And we from the motherland.
We
from the real motherland. Geechee a real one from the motherland. That's just what it is. Like, yeah, nigga. You know what I mean? It is what it is, Sue. You gonna get this work every time because you ain't from the motherland, homie. You ain't never had to put in the type of work that a real West Coast nigga had to put in on with his gang. You ain't never lost the real West Coast niggas that we lost, niggas, because we ain't from the West. So when niggas was in junior high and high school and losing those niggas, you didn't even know about no Grape Street yet. You wasn't from Grape Street when you was in junior high. Nigga, how? You from Jersey, nigga. You feel me? You start banging that shit when you got grown, nigga. You know what I mean? Niggas died before that, nigga. This shit real, nigga. Real L.A. shit. You feel me? That's why he going to lose to a real L.A. nigga. Because he ain't never, he don't know nothing about that. He ain't put in no real L.A. work. He don't know nothing about that. He go home to Jersey and live his regular old Jersey life. Them niggas could say it's the same in Jersey, but it's not the same in Jersey, nigga. People getting hit and watched just for driving down the wrong block, nigga. Fuck you talking about. You feel me?
Damn.
This nigga don't know about no real street shit, nigga. He talking about all that gangster shit, nigga. Fuck you talking about, nigga. I got homies that got hit, nigga, just being at the gas pump, nigga. Got the wrong color on. You feel me? Niggas getting hit in their back, nigga. Niggas in wheelchairs now, can't walk now. Niggas coming out the store getting a soda, nigga, in the wrong hood. Nigga, fuckers you talking about, nigga? Nigga, my mama, nigga, got robbed, nigga, coming out the liquor store. Pushed in the back by a nigga. You feel me? Fuckers you niggas talking about. Nigga can't tell me about no real street shit, nigga. That's why I kill Suge on the stage, nigga. I'm talking real gangster shit. He don't know nothing about that. Feel me?
Now let me put this out here.
Well, now, nigga, what's your life
like
nigga?
Different situation. Like, they got East Coast niggas that been out to Cali.
Suge not one
who got put on out there.
Suge not one of them. Yeah, they do. But Suge not one
they
of them.
Got
that's
some,
my thing. They
not,
do.
Yeah.
They do, nigga. I know, cause my hood is everywhere. I got a hood in Jersey. I got a hood in New York. You know what I'm saying? I got one in Atlanta where I'm at right now. My hood everywhere in Connecticut. My hood everywhere. So I know that. It's real East Coast niggas that came to the West and put their real work in and got put on. You know what I mean? Suge not one of those. Yeah, Suge did go to L.A. Suge did go to Grape Street in the projects. You know what I'm saying? And them niggas gave him a pass because he repping it on stage and he getting them views. Trust me, I talked to the homies. That nigga didn't get put on. Nobody put that nigga on. You feel
me?
He didn't go by the real West Coast rules, nigga.
He definitely great from Jersey. The difference is surf fuck with the niggas out there too.
Surf a real one though when it comes to that. I can say that. You know what I mean? Me and Surf had to talk on the phone, you know what I mean, before, you know, and we both banged out the hood letting niggas know who it's from and who we know, you know what I mean, and who we fuck with. Surf is a real one. You know what I mean? I can say that. We did have a conversation about that. You know what I mean? He did bang his hood and all that. I can't lie about that. You know what I mean? and I did notice some of the people that he was naming. So I can't lie about that. You feel me? Suge, though, the niggas that's from Watts that I talked to, they told me the real about Suge. They say that nigga weak. That nigga soft. He ain't about that.
Damn.
That's on my dead daddy, nigga. I'm calling the real shit out. Feel me?
Damn.
So why is the niggas from your own hood saying all this shit?
That might be a bad battle for shit to take then, like. Put it
yeah,
like that.
I'm gonna get
like,
real info.
Shit might be a bad battle for me to take. I ain't gonna lie, like.
That's why these niggas don't want to get in, man. And when this interview come out, Suge can say whatever he want to say and do all this and have whoever vouch for him in front of the hill. Yeah, they going to vouch now in 2019 because he's getting more views now.
If I'm Suge,
nigga,
I'm,
I still know the
I'm
truth,
not gonna
nigga.
Barrel jack.
He don't want that shit, man. I'm going to end
man.
This nigga, man.
Shit,
I told
okay.
you, I want niggas' whole career, man. You feel me? We're going to talk everything. That's what I'm saying. Each round is going to be dedicated to something. Just in that one category, I'm going to stay on that category on his ass. Y'all talk about angles? Each round going to be dedicated to one category on this man. You feel me? First round on his,
that's
his fucking health.
Right there.
Second round on his gangster shit. You feel me? Third round on how much money he done made in his music game. You feel me? And destroy this nigga. So many punches and schemes on this nigga where he can't even breathe. I want this nigga to
man,
feel like he about
man,
to cry. I want people laughing and pointing at this nigga, man. And if anybody could do it, I could do it.
We got to get something locked in, man. Fuck the. We got to get something locked the fuck in.
That's a
man.
I know
Suge
said. Suge definitely said he was down the battle. He told me that shit on Twitter. He's down the battle. I mean, I don't see what the holdup is.
Yeah, he said that. Definitely said that.
Yeah. It's
now,
time, man. Let's
only tickets for at least to book it. That's it, really. At least book it.
I'm about to start calling Lee. Man, fuck that. I'm about to call Beasley tomorrow morning. I'm going to start calling niggas my goddamn self. What are we doing with this battle right here, B? It's here. It's sitting right here. Which one of you niggas going to get this
niggas
battle?
Niggas don't want that because that's they bully, man. What happens when they bully get punked on stage? I mean, what happened when they bully lose, get killed by this nigga who don't even battle and he from the industry? What happens then? All this shit, this the nigga who holding y'all down. This the bully of y'all shit. What happens when a bully get killed by nobody? Because to the URL fans, I'm a nobody. A lot of fans going to say, who is this nigga? A lot of battle rappers going to say, who is this nigga? So you gonna get killed by nobody? How that's gonna look for URL? Cause I want URL to take an L
man.
On this one. I want URL to know they got disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? For letting they niggas like Suge get out there and talk all that shit, knowing that this nigga got a million losses. Y'all put this nigga at the top battle rapper. Y'all keep giving this nigga's a fan favorite. He like Keith Kloss. Y'all remember that nigga?
Keith Kloss
that played for the Clippers? Remember the nigga who got jumped? He played for the Clippers back in the day, 7'3" with the afro?
Nah.
Yeah, that was way back in the days.
Yeah, way back in the days, nigga. He like that, man. He like Birdman. He like Chris Anderson. Y'all remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He a fan favorite. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he cool, but, like, he ain't no star. But since he a fan favorite, he
I got
a star. You know what I mean?
I got you. I got you. I see what you're saying now. Yeah. I mean, man.
It's like when you think of Power Forwards, you ain't going to be naming Chris Anderson.
True.
What can Suge say, man? Come on, man. Y'all see how Suge dressed?
Suge definitely, he's definitely a star. Like, he just, I ain't going to say he just became a star, but. He had that long time when he was out, but he was fucking up. Then he came back, and the nigga
y'all
came back
Suge
good.
Y'all seen outfit at the battle? Y'all seen
what
he
like
had all white outfit with the battle, man. That all white outfit, man. Come on, man. Y'all see how he looked? this nigga ain't making no fucking money, man. If it's one nigga in the fucking URL that ain't making money, oh, my God, it's fucking Suge. Nigga, you can see how Suge look, nigga. He taking scraps. Either that or he got 10 kids and this nigga paying child support on all of them. This nigga broke.
God damn.
You feel me?
That shit's crazy,
man. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah. I was like, Shotgun Suge. She was like, which one is that? The one with the sloppy white outfit?
Oh, fuck.
You feel me? This is how women identify as Suge, man.
It's really nothing else for Suge left to do but to battle him at this point. Like, now it's just like, you know what I'm
saying? I'm a ruin Suge, battle him, man. Oh, fat, sloppy-ass nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? It's time somebody really get on that body. You see, Rome got on his body, but Rome white. You know what I'm saying? He got to have a nigga get on his body the whole round. Pause all that, too. He got to have a nigga talk about his sloppy-ass fucking body, man. This nigga shit is terrible, man. I just keep looking at him. It just look like a bag of water. I say it all the time. You know what I mean? Can't believe a nigga out there looking like a water balloon, dog. I'm gonna get on this shit, man.
This shit's retarded right here, man.
You feel me?
I don't even know what's going on, man. Yo, I hope the battle comes about, man. See what's going on, man. I'm at.
Yeah, man. Listen, dog. Suge, if you listening to this, I know you is gonna listen to this tomorrow or whenever it come out. When you listen to this, my nigga, listen. 3-0, nigga. This ain't no fucking cast and good shit. This ain't nobody else you didn't battle, nigga. I'm guaranteeing you, dog. I'm a 3-0 your fucking weak ass, nigga. That's on the set, nigga. You trash, nigga. All that patting pocket shit and all that, nigga. Now I'm going to have a nigga really pat your pockets, nigga. You going to see. Holla.
Hell, yo. Shout out to Jack, man, for coming on, man. Yo, Jack, appreciate you, my nigga.
Man, come on, man. Likewise, man. We had to talk that shit. You see how the conversation easily got off Cortez because he a nobody? We're going to end the conversation with that, man. Yo, niggas have a good night.
Yo, you too, man.
Let's go.
What? Oh, man. Shout out to fucking Chubby Jab, man. Jab be talking to shit.
Yo, yeah, that's a fact, man. I definitely want to see him for sure, man. Like,
yeah, it has to go down, bro. I don't know why we even playing this game. And that is Shook to say he would battle him. I don't know what we even waiting for no more.
Yeah. Ain't no reason to wait now. Like, and see, this is the thing, because they act like they got the, well, some of them do got the pull, but Shook be acting like he got the pull like that. Like, I say I want you, and I get you. So if that's the case, he should be able to go to URL, like, yo, I want this nigga. And then they negotiated from there. That's really all it come down to is right there. If Shook say, yo, I want him, then let's see what happens. Like, obviously, they're going to come to him. See, that's probably going to be the situation with the bride. Like, if they're going to book the battle, how much he going to ask for? That's probably going to be the situation. But other than that, it should be no problem for them to book it.
I don't know. We got to see what's up, man. We got to see what's up. But, yo, man, we go out of lock. Sign the fuck off, man. A from the fuck up, man. We up out of here, man.
All right.
Early.
All right.